Janet Jackson on KCHA. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, and a happy first Monday of the month, October.
And so far, pretty uneventful in terms of weather, but that could change here later on this week. I don't even want to say it, so we'll just wait for the forecast. It is Mayor Monday. We got Dean Andrews in studio, Charles City Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good today. Like you say, it's still nice and summer's fall like.
That's right. You better
enjoy it.
We're
going to get to winter fall later.
But yeah, we should.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Of course, lots of great things in Charles City happening. Of course, one of your own was awarded with a pretty big award the last week. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, we were down at the Iowa League of Cities meeting last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we all knew that our city administrator, Steve Deers, was going to get the Administrator of the Year award for the state of Iowa, which is a really cool thing. But so we knew about it, but he didn't. It was a big surprise for him. So I had no idea that this was going to happen. And so his wife was able to come down. Some of the department heads came down for that, you know, weren't necessarily at the meeting. So they all came down and kind of surprised him and recognized him with a well-deserved award. Steve does a great job for us, and it's nice to see him recognized in his profession. So
he absolutely does. And it sounds like there were a lot of people involved in the surprise itself, from what I was reading on social media. So very cool for Steve Deers.
Yeah, very, very nice award. So, but we were down at the League of Cities meeting and went to a lot, I think myself and Steve and Trudy, our city clerk, and then the councilman Philip Knighton and Delane Friesman were all at the meeting. So we got a lot of good sessions to go to, and just visiting with the staff and elected officials from other communities is just kind of interesting to do. I don't know if this is good or bad, but you kind of go, oh man, you guys have the same problems we do. So it makes you feel like, well, I guess we're not the only ones that have, housing's a big one and just different things, but you kind of try to see what you can do and what other cities have done to try to solve some of those problems. And one of the sessions I went to, which was kind of interesting because we're looking at our swimming pool, and we had a consultant come in and he gave a preliminary report, but he's going to give a more detailed report here pretty soon. But it looks like he's talking about, I think he feels our swimming pool can be repaired rather than having to have a whole new swimming pool. But like I say, that's still pretty preliminary, because even to repair it is, could be costly. But one of the sessions I went to was on splash pads, which was really interesting. He said 5 years ago, nobody was talking about splash pads, and today everybody's talking about splash pads. And they have a lot of advantages, whether you have them in addition to a pool, or a lot of cities are now doing them in place of pools, because the biggest thing with our pool, one of the biggest problems we have is finding lifeguards. The kids are busy. They go back to school mid-August, whether they're college kids or high school kids, or they just don't have their life-saving certifications. And so it's really hard to find lifeguards. And that's one of the things they said was a big deal about splash pads. There's no standing water, so there's no need for lifeguards. So that's a big plus. So we'll see. I don't know if splash pads fit in with a plan here or not, but I think it's certainly a part of the discussion.
Splash pads, gotta love it. My kids love them.
Oh yeah.
I even love them too. So there's a lot of moves in the city, retirements. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, well, we've known for quite a while that our city engineer, John Fallis, is going to retire at the end of the year. And so we've been kind of trying to look for putting out feelers as far as finding a new city engineer, or where we're going to go there. In the meantime, we've also had one of our city inspection crew, Jason Webster, took a new job with the county. He's going to be the county emergency management director, which is a nice change for him. He was a firefighter before he became inspection, and he's always kind of liked that emergency situation type of atmosphere, I guess. Had a hard time getting that one out. But so this will be something for him, to be in the emergency management area again. So our GIS coordinator has taken a position with the county also as their assistant county engineer, so he's going to be leaving.
And who is that?
That's Jake Johnson.
Okay.
Nobody, most people don't know Jake. He's kind of just in the office, but he does a lot of coordinating, you know, doing the GIS, telling where all the water lines and the sewer lines and everything is in the city.
So a very important job.
Yeah, so, but he's kind of back in the back, and you know, you don't really see Jake very often, but he does an important job. And then, of course, our fire chief is going to emergency management in Cerro Gordo County, kind of doing the same position that Jason's going to do in Floyd County. He's going to be the person in Cerro Gordo County. So we're losing a lot of key personnel, which is going to be a struggle to try to replace them. But it also gives us a chance to look, you know, as you know, we've been talking about our fire department, what direction is that going to go in the future. We have the, you know, our inspection department and our engineering department are two separate departments, but they work together quite a bit. So we're just kind of looking at how do we structure our city employees at this point, and is there a better way to do it? Is it the way we're doing it the best way to do it? So, I mean, the problem is that we hadn't, you know, most other than John, we hadn't planned on any of these things. So
this is now a kind of a hurry up situation.
Yeah, no kidding. A definite hurry up situation. But we want to do it right, too.
Sure.
So like I say, so yeah, I think we'll be having a lot of council discussions here the next month, figuring out, you know, what is going to be our path going forward. And it works out, I'm right or wrong, it works out pretty good for us because the middle of November is our strategic plans goal setting session with an outside facilitator. We do that every 2 years, and that's going to come up here in November. So that might be a little long to wait, but I can see us waiting until that time because we really are going to want to look at that at our goal setting. You know, what is our plan for the next 2 years? That's always a really interesting and kind of a fun session that we do. I did it when I was back on the council, and the council now does it when I'm mayor. And it really lets you kind of in an informal setting, kind of sit down and just kind of say, you know, where are we? Where have we been? What have we done right? What are some things we can change? What are our goals? And we do it right before the budget season, which is also nice because, you know, you set goals and then it's time for budget. And it's like, okay, here's our goals. Are we going to follow that up with paying for these goals? Or are we going to just do things as usual and say, well, that's not what we talked about in the goal setting. So it's kind of a good way to have goals before you go into how we're going to spend the money. So
Exactly. Well, while we have you in here, let's go ahead and talk about Halloween. Trick-or-treating. I know we didn't really touch base on this before we started, but go ahead and talk about trick-or-treating here in Cheryl City.
Yeah, well we're going to have trick-or-treating on Halloween, which is a Monday night. We had some discussion. We've had some comments from the public that, you know, last year it was on Sunday, and that worked out kind of nice because kids are home. It can be a more relaxed atmosphere for the families getting ready for Halloween. We can do it maybe a little bit earlier in the evening before it gets to be dark. But then we also had some comments like, oh no, you know, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving on the fourth Tuesday, you celebrate on the fourth Thursday, or you don't celebrate Christmas on the 23rd, you celebrate on the 25th. So if we don't have Halloween on Halloween, what am I going to do on Halloween? And so I think those comments kind of overrode the people who said it'd be nice to do it on a weekend. So we are going to have it on Halloween, and it'll be from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, which is, you know, last year I think when it was on the weekend we had it from 5:30 to 7:30. So again, it allowed more time when it's light out. But I think it just gives from 6 to 8 gives people a chance to get home who are handing out the trick or treats, and also parents to get home to get their kids ready for, you know, they don't have to rush around from getting home from work, and it gives them a chance to have a little bit of supper before they go out, so the kids aren't just really hungry and eat like 7 pounds of candy before they have any other food. So, you know, as a dentist, you know, I have to promote that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But of course, I always say, you know, eat it all on one day and then be done with it, and then brush your teeth and go to bed. And yeah. So, you know, but
that's right. You don't need to prolong it. That's for sure. And of course, a week before Halloween, we have the very vintage Halloween spook walk coming up, 5 until 7 on the Riverside Trail, right behind the library as well. So,
yeah. What an event that is.
Yeah. That started lines and lines of kids.
I was back on the Community Revitalization Board when that started, and it started, Bob Jacobek, I think, was maybe the president at that time, and his daughter Amy, who's now Amy Cloberdans, but she had at that time they lived in Des Moines, and they had done a similar event in Des Moines. And so when she moved back to Charles City, she thought, well, we can do that here. So she kind of got that event started however many decades ago it was, but it certainly has been an event that stood the test of time.
Absolutely.
I would say.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times you say, oh, you know, we've done that for a number of years. Maybe we should look at doing something different. But I don't think Spook Walk is one of those things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's lines all the way to Clark Street every year.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely.
And they're going back this year to where they're actually handing. Last year, you know, well, 2 years ago, they did a drive-through. Last year they had the kids walk through, but nobody handed out candy. And at the end of the Spook Walk, they got a bag of candy. They're going back this year to where each of the stations will hand out their own candy, which I think makes it a whole, you know, we didn't want to do that during COVID times, but I think we're safe enough to do that now. And I think it makes it much more fun for the kids, but also for the participants. You know, you aren't just kind of standing 6 feet away and waving. You're actually, you know, kind of interacting with the kids more. So that's always fun.
I always like walking down the line and seeing the creativity of the kids.
Yes.
And the parents.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's always fun.
And the sponsors too. I've been on the judging part of those sponsors before, and saying, well, you know, who's the most creative, who fits the theme best. And it, some years it's hard to pick out four winners because there's like eight winners that you could pick from. So they really go all out.
They do. So a fun month in Charles City coming up. Of course, a very vintage Halloween Spook Walk Monday, October 24th, starting at 5. And of course, trick-or-treating on Halloween night, 6 until 8 here in Charles City. Did I miss anything?
I think we've covered about everything that I can think of, so good job.
All right. Well, good job to you as well. Thanks for coming in, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. See you later.
All right. Mr. Mayor, Dean Andrews here in Charles City. It's 8:24. We got your weather next.